Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
We did it!
I don't want to be raining on your parade.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, that was some of the dumbest driving I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
And I know you won the race. You're not gonna live forever.
I'm not stupid, Lucius. No one lives forever. No one. But with advances in modern science, my high level of income, I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart in some guy from Russia. You know what? I mean, do you know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I guess longer life.
Well, no, he didn't live.
Oh, he didn't live?
No.
Oh.
It's just exciting that we're trying things like that.
Yeah.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We'll turn morning into afternoon. We'll take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960. Here in the Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. All right, it is Wednesday. You could be texting in right now, 806-855-3712. Bandwagons, you are on. Bandwagons, you are off. Another beautiful listener-created topic that we have on this program. It seems like so much of the stuff is organically generated, and that's exactly the way you want it to be. So which bandwagons are you on? What are you off this week, sports or otherwise? 806-855-3712. We don't stop there. We're going to steal a page from the Rob Bro Show, which you can hear on Talk 103.9 FM from 1 to 2 today with a topic. We've got Tech Baseball winning last night 6-1 in progress here in about an hour or so. And just incredible fake news regarding Texas Tech basketball yesterday. Fake news. You are obviously being manipulated and lied to. We'll tell you about that in just a little bit. We'll have Ask Coach Hyatt in hour number 2 today as well. 806-855-3712. You can listen to the station online, kkm.com. Get the app if you haven't done it. Operators are standing by, but time is running out. It's a limited time offer, perhaps. Go to kkm.com. Download, turn on the notifications, follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening, the daily broadcast, summing up the day's events with you. Tonight, that'll be a Diamond Talk edition. Around 6:30-ish in the evening or so, we'll recap the day, recap Tech Baseball with you. Go to our website, theraiderland.com, if you miss anything. But make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. He's Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, host of the Rob Bro Show. Pulse is the people, king of hat o' the day, a man of many hats, quite literally. At Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Happy Wednesday to you, as this week just seems to be flying by, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the opposite for me, because I thought yesterday was Wednesday all day.
Huh.
And so now Wednesday feels like Thursday, and I just feel like I'm a day behind.
You see, I feel like, I don't know. And it's funny, I was talking to my mom this morning. She's in your camp. Oh, wow, this week is really, I feel like it should at least be Thursday by now. I don't know. So we've got lots of different things going on, a lot of things to look at. We want to hear from you today, 806-855-3712. We mentioned it's Bandwagon Wednesday. I'll throw out the question of the day. This is a Hat Tip Rob Bro Show with the eminently popular Power Ranking Thursday, where you guys do a great job of power ranking anything and everything. I was sitting there last night. I'll give you the. There's always a backstory. If you watch Phineas and Ferb, consider me Doofenshmirtz, and I'll give you the backstory here from Doofenshmirtz, Evil Incorporated. The question is today. It's Underrated Wednesday. Bring us anything and everything that is underrated. Underrated athletes, underrated actors, underrated bands, underrated movies, underrated songs, underrated foods. You can give us three, four, whatever, five underrated things today. So the backstory on that, Rob, is I was cruising down the road yesterday, listened to a little bit of the rock and roll, a little classic rewind yesterday. And the band Triumph came on with their epic rocker, Allied Forces. Now, Triumph is what was known in the late 70s, early 80s as the other three-man rock band from Canada not named Rush. But I'm listening to Allied Forces, And I'm going, this is just great stuff. Triumph actually rocked harder than Rush did. Rush a little more prog rock, straight up Allied Forces Triumph. You know, magic power, fight the good fight. And I started going, Triumph is just a highly underrated band. And there are so many of them out there. So today, Underrated Wednesday, give us your top underrated things. 806-855-3712 for you guys to chime in on that. Bandwagon Wednesday. And we will get to the fake news regarding Tech basketball. I hate it when people get lied to. Doughboy is checking in. He's our resident trucker in Raider Lane, Guns Up Trucking. He's in Louisiana, headed to Beaumont, Seguin, Texas. A terrible week of trucking. You are seeing some countryside today. If you guys see him out there, always wave, honk the horn, and give Guns Up to Guns Up Trucking. Rob.
Yes.
Yesterday afternoon, a little bit after our shows ended,
yeah,
people started tweeting out about the Mountain West Rookie of the Year, Mountain West Conference Rookie of the Year, Darian Williams, coming to Texas Tech. 6'6 guy, long arms, really good defender, seven and a half points a game, 7.5 rebounds a game.
Great passer.
Really talented basketball player. And they're trying to tell us that he's coming to Texas Tech. How is that possible? We know that's fake news.
Yeah, we don't even have a staff. What's going on?
Grant McCaslin can't keep anybody here, hardly on the roster, except the ones that he's kept. Hey, he can't even get coaches to come. How in the world would he get the 14th-ranked transfer portal recruit per theathletic.com to come to Texas Tech? I don't believe it for a minute. Now, I even saw a tweet from Darian Williams last night talking about becoming a Red Raider. Have you been keeping up with the AI stories?
Yeah. Is this ChatGPT committing players to Texas Tech?
Yes. This isn't real, is it? Because I was told Grant McCaslin's not doing anything. I was told Grant McCaslin impossible to work with. I was told Grant McCaslin's running off players. This is obviously a deep fake, and this is AI generated, correct?
I think it's real.
How could that be? With what I've been told in certain corners regarding Grant McCaslin. Are you telling me it's possible that he actually can recruit, that he can get high-level players, that he can walk, talk, and chew gum in here on the 19th and on the 18th day of April yesterday, get a really good player to come to Tech?
It's almost like you just need a visit to show kids the womble, and they'll want to commit here.
That's just crazy.
If somebody's around to unlock the door, I think you'll be fine in recruiting.
Just let them crawl through a damn window. Obviously, being a bit facetious here for those who don't get some of the sarcasm. Or maybe this is an AI broadcast and we're not even here. It's possible. I go back, I would say, in the brief history of this little radio show, yesterday's the Plainsman in Dallas text talking about the timeline of Jerome Tang at Kansas State and the timeline of where we are with Grant McCaslin is still one of the great text-in messages by a listener to this station. And sure enough, as he does that yesterday, there you go. Hours later. Not hours later, maybe. Maybe an hour or two later, the news breaks. So in reality, this guy is a really good get. That, and do you know who was getting credit for first reporting it? Like 8 days ago? Jason Shear. Wildcat Authority, 247.
Who Pac-12 fans hate.
Who Pac-12 fans absolutely loathe and just despise. That I think 8 days ago he put it out that that's where they thought that this guy was going to go. So he was he's a Sacramento, California product, but he moves and goes to Bishop Gorman there in Las Vegas for 2 years in high school. Highly, highly regarded program. Ends up in Nevada. And what was one of his quotes yesterday? Something about how McCaslin was not being real or kept it real. But it sounds like that he was impressed by the honesty of the discussion that he had with the new Texas Tech coach. And without being in the room, without knowing everything, you kind of get the feeling that when McCaslin sits down with somebody and says, these are our expectations, we play defense. Does this sound familiar, by the way, to any Texas Tech fans? We play defense. We're going to play. We're going to defend the dog out of people. We're going to work really hard. And we are going to score some points. Don't worry. We actually do shoot the ball a couple of times a game. It's documented. But that it sounds like to me, McCaslin communicated exactly to Williams what the expectations are, and Williams wanted to meet those expectations and liked it. Newsflash, not every player will like that. I don't know of how many of you guys have ever run a business or had to hire people, and how many times have you sat across the desk from somebody and said, these are the stipulations, this is the deal, this is what we do. And no, they don't want to do that. They're unwilling to do that. I'm not talking about any one specific player, about any one specific player deciding to stay at Texas Tech or leave Texas Tech. But one of the things that I was hearing, Rob, over the last week from the anti-McCaslin camp was that he wasn't communicating. You saw some of those, right? That he wasn't even talking to guys.
Right.
Sounds to me like he was talking to people, and maybe some people didn't like what they were hearing.
I believe.
Sounds to me like he's very capable of communicating and establishing a clear expectation, and either some people don't get it, don't like it, or just don't want to be a part of it. That ain't on McCaslin.
Nope.
That's not on your Texas Tech head coach.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Everybody has to make their own decision. And they don't. And if somebody doesn't want to be a part of it, they should not be a part of it. The worst thing is having people in and around. I hate. Can we flush the term bought in? Can we come up with a new term? Because that really seems sports cliche now. What's a better word than bought in? Committed? Understanding their role, understanding the expectations? I don't know. But I see that yesterday, and I'm just going, oh, really? That's impossible. Because Grant McCaslin, he obviously can't recruit, can't even get coaches, impossible to work with. 806-855-3712. Coming up on our first timeout, we'll talk baseball with you. A nice 6-1 win. We want the bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you are off. And it's underrated Wednesday. Give us underrated things. It's sort of like Power Ranking Thursday for Rob Rowe, but we're talking underrated. What are some underrated things? Anything and everything, sports or otherwise, you give us your underrated list, which I'm sure will be not underrated by the time it's done. 806-855-3712. It's a quick timeout, real quick timeout, and then we roll on. We're taking it to one in the Arctic Air Studios. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough taking till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Question of the day, give us underrated things. Rank your underrated things, sports or otherwise. Movies, bands, actors, food. Something that can be underrated, you tell us what it is. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. Tech baseball. About 45 minutes out from first pitch or so. They win yesterday 6-1. And then you can give your thoughts on Texas Tech basketball getting Darian Williams via Nevada out of the transfer portal. And don't forget, ask Coach Hyatt, hour number two, 806-855-3712. Texter, Rangers win again, at least 12 runs. Yeah. I'm more impressed by the pitching yesterday. And granted, the Royals are not a great offensive juggernaut, but Evaldi had not struggled. That's not the right term.
Yes, it is. He gave up six.
Yeah.
He got hammered last week.
Yeah, he didn't look good last week, and he looked good last night.
Yeah, same team.
You know, so we like that. Texter, I'm excited about the recruits McCaslin has secured. Sounds good for Texas Tech. Maybe he's under. Is he an underrated recruiter?
Recruits?
Perhaps. Recruit. Right?
Well, you got Jennings back in.
Yeah, you got Jennings in. So that would count. And Steffi's still coming to Texas Tech. So I assume he probably had to do a little re-recruiting maybe on that, pick up the phone. Baseball went 6-1 last night. It was interesting. And Tabor Fast was kind of the story of the game with one of the best starts of the year for a Red Raider starting pitcher. It was funny. Fast started slow, had a couple of walks there in the first, and you know, had to worm his way out of it, and then did only one more walk the rest of the way, six innings. You know what impressed me the most about that last night? 72 pitches. That is the efficiency that has eluded the Texas Tech starters for much of this year. As we sit here on the 19th day of April, it ain't as early as we think it is. That kind of efficiency, and it wasn't a high strikeout game. He had four strikeouts.
They had like 10 runners in scoring position.
Yeah, they ended up leaving five on the day, did the Grand Canyon. Beckel came in. He was kind of bored. He was like, oh, Grand Canyon, okay.
It's a bullpen session.
Bullpen, I'm throwing a pin. Oh, there are live hitters up there, okay.
Yeah, he threw that double, and he's like, oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, I got to stop this. And then Robinson on for the one inning of relief there in the ninth, and a very he threw 19 pitches, and it didn't feel like he threw 19 pitches. And now he did have two strikeouts and a walk in that, so he was going deep in the count. But, man, Tabor Fast, and Tim Tidelock talked about it after the game, you know, about this is the guy we saw in the fall. This is the guy we've been waiting for to really attack the zone and put it together.
Do you pull him at 75 so he can pitch against Baylor this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only have one midweek game next week.
Yeah, 100%.
What's your dream rotation look like for this weekend? Give me a 1-2 punch for each day.
Man, I don't know.
All right, I'll give you mine.
Go.
Friday night, Molina.
Okay.
Gives you 6 or 7.
Right.
Then it's Beckel and Robinson.
Okay.
That's Friday night. Saturday, Trendon Parrish gives you 5 or 6. Ryan Free closes the game.
Okay.
That's a perfect game.
Okay.
Then, who hasn't pitched? Oh, we got Brendan Gurdon. So give me Tabor Fast for 40 pitches on Sunday.
Start him.
Gurdon the rest of the day. And that would be my premier.
And then anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
After that.
And in the Saturday game, you could throw, you know, 3 or 4 guys if you needed to. But my first two out of the pen would be Free and then whoever else. And then on Sunday, you could come back and close with Beckel. You don't need to use 10 pitchers in a weekend.
No.
I mean, that would be the dream. You have Molina going deep, and then Beckel and Robinson on Friday night. And if you don't need Gurdon until Sunday, hey, he can throw 6 innings after Fast does.
Yeah.
Or however many you need.
I'm with you.
That would be the dream, and I think that's you could win a regional like that. And if you could just hold on in a regional and not need Gurdon, you could eventually start him and have 4 pitchers and then have Molina and whoever else in relief that last day.
And, okay, so let's go back again to the structuring of pitching in college baseball in 3-game series and in regionals, and the trend lately to use your one on Saturday. Well, Texas Tech has moved away from that.
Have they?
Okay. But
who's been the best starter over the last 3 weeks?
Stay with me, though. Maybe if you still believe Molina can be that guy, you're going to need him in game one now because you're going to be in a 2-3 game.
Yeah.
You're not going to be in a 1-4. You're going to be in a 2-3. You need, I think, that long range, I think that's kind of what Tadlock may also be setting up, is that he knows that I still believe Molina is the best starting pitcher out there when he's on. When he's on. Thank you for getting squeezed a few weeks ago by TCU. He just hadn't looked the same since that outing a little bit. Not bad. Not bad. Just hadn't looked quite the same. That you're already thinking along those lines. That this is how we're building our postseason move is to do that. Yeah, I'm fine with what you suggested there on a Friday against Baylor. Definitely Molina. I think if you want to use Gurdon on Friday too, that's okay. That if you want it to be Molina Gurdon out of the pen Friday.
If you need him.
If you need him.
See, you would preferably not need him and just have Beckel and Robinson pitch 3 innings together. Yeah. You want a starter to go 6, right?
Yes.
And then if Gurton can, if he's the long guy and you could save him till Sunday, I'd feel a whole lot better about a sweep, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, much better. But I'm still okay if it's a high leverage situation on Friday and you feel like Gurton's the guy. Okay. I'm okay with that.
I would only bring Gurton out if it's the fourth inning or earlier.
The long relief appearance. Yeah.
If he's going to go 3+ innings, I'd use him on Friday.
Okay.
But again, that's not a dream.
No.
I'm talking about ideal scenario, Gurton doesn't pitch Friday.
Agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Agree with you on that. Texter says, Tech baseball doing great. Baseball been so good and exciting throughout the Tadlock years. Yes, it has. It's been fantastic. You guys are fantastic as well. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you are off, sports or otherwise. I'll give you one I'm off here in a few minutes. The underrated Wednesday topic. Things that are underrated. Underrated bands, underrated baseball players, underrated movies, underrated actors. It's like Power Ranking Thursday there on the Rob Bro Show, except you're giving us a list of underrated things. So what's underrated in the world out there right now? You tell us, 806-855-3712. Men's basketball on your mind, the Darian Williams pickup yesterday from Nevada. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And then, of course, in the second hour, it's Ask Coach Hyatt. I will be taking your questions as a generic coach, answering generically in good coach speak, not playing the role of any specific coach, certainly not taking questions for Joey McGuire or Grant McCasland or Tim Tadlock or anything like that. That is not what we are doing. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960. In Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. A lot of Tech baseball ongoing, in progress. We'll be keeping up today. They went 6-1 last night. Mr. Coleman, have yourself a day. 2 home runs. Cash got him another one. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. The bandwagons are on. The bandwagons are off. Sports or otherwise. We have Texas Tech basketball picking up Darian Williams, if you want to discuss that, what you're seeing early on with McCasland. And then underrated Wednesday. Give us underrated things. Things that are underrated in your world, in your life. I got to thinking about the band Triumph. Highly underrated. Until I said the band Triumph, by the way, Rob, had you ever heard of the band Triumph? Way before your time.
When you said Triumph, I thought you were talking about the puppet dog.
Okay, Triumph the comic dog. Whatever happened to that bit? They still doing that?
It was on Conan.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Conan isn't a show anymore.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't know if the bit had held up or not. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I liked Conan.
Well, the guy who, the puppeteer is hilarious.
Mm.
I can't think of his name right now. What's his name?
Canadian. Isn't he a Canadian?
He did the ambiguous duo on SNL.
Schmeigel?
Yes, Robert Schmeigel.
Robert Schmeigel.
Yeah, he was comic.
I'm proud I picked that one up.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep for me. Very good. Although those cartoon bits were hilarious.
Yes.
They were... That's really about the last little stretch I consistently watched Saturday Night Live was in that era.
Was it the Dana Carvey show that he also wrote on?
Maybe.
It was Seth...
Seth Meyers?
No, not Seth Meyers. Seth was the wrong name.
Seth Greenberg?
No. Seth was the wrong
Get
name.
Get Seth out of your mind, everybody.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Steve Carell, Dana Carvey.
Okay.
The Dana Carvey show.
Gotcha.
I think Smigel wrote on that.
All right. 806-855-3712. Underrated comic bits, underrated characters on late night shows, whatever. It's underrated day. Texter wants to know, what does Tech need to do to host a regional? Is it possible or have we dug too deep a hole? It's impossible, basically, right now. Your RPI is at 62. You went down a notch, beating Grand Canyon there in the mid-90s, upper 90s. You're not going to get there. You're going to be on the road. This year is just not panning out that way for a lot of Big 12 teams. Texas is the highest ranked RPI team right now. I want to say they're like 18. That I don't believe the Big 12 will have a top eight national seed. I don't think this league will have a protected seed. Maybe the league can get there. A lot of that would have to be, I think, at this point, the committee just saying, hey, the heck with the RPI numbers, whatever. We know the Big 12 is a good baseball league. This team won the Big 12. We're going to put them at eight. Something along those. You're going to be a 2-3 seed. I think the question right now is, and it, does it really matter if you're a 2 or a 3? No. It's the colored jersey you're going to wear on day one in a regional. Now, where it might help you a little bit to get to the 2 line, which I think is going to be really difficult to do that as well for Texas Tech, is if top seeds in your part of the bracket, if top seeds lost and they lost the ability to host the super regional, of getting a chance to host that super regional. That's where the 3 line becomes problematic. That means you're probably going, if you're a 3, you're almost assuredly going to be on the road in a super regional as well if you get out of a regional. Could you get to the 2 is the bigger question, and I think that's going to be really tough. You could. You win today, you get a couple of sweeps down the road, you could get back there because Texas Tech has a great spade card to play when it comes to college baseball. And you know what it is? They'll sell out a regional. They'll sell out a super regional. You won't have to worry about it. You'll have 4,500 fans, tickets sold, ready to go. So that is the, if you were sitting there on that 2-3 line and the committee was looking at the possibility of, okay, if the seeds don't hold, where would we be taking a super regional to? That would be something that would be in the mix 100% absolutely from a Texas Tech standpoint. It's not always just getting the one and not getting the regional. They look on down the line and they look at some other things and go, okay, well, if this happens and this one seed loses, do we really want to go to wherever and, yeah, and have a, you know, 1,000 fans and have that on TV? Is that what we really want? Or do we want to go to Lubbock, Texas?
The original question, though, what would it take to host, went out.
You'd literally have to probably not lose a game and win the Big 12 tournament.
Well, if you went out in the Big 12, you'd win the Big 12 and you'd host. I don't think the tournament matters much.
Yeah, I don't know, you might even have to win the tournament. But, yeah, win out for sure. You couldn't lose another game between now and May 24th.
If you swept out the Big 12, you would host.
That,
fairly
yeah,
confident.
That might get you there. Texter, it's underrated Wednesday where you give us a list of underrated things. Could be anything and everything. But today it's also suck up to the host day, apparently.
Oh.
Texter says, you two guys do a great job of keeping less informed listeners like me up to date and helping us understand the strategies and planning involved in fielding a successful team. Hey, you know what? We thank you. We're just doing our job. That's just our job. Just what we do.
For now. Hey, did you hear the news in the press conference after the game that reinforcements might be arriving soon?
I did not hear this part.
Dylan Carter
cleared
to play.
Easing back in.
So he apparently Tim asked him if he wanted to play defense last night, and he said, I'll wait for the weekend. So I don't think you'll see him today either. You might see him in a defensive replacement role at Baylor, against Baylor at home. I don't think he'll start, but if he plays every ninth inning defense, just getting him used to being out there in a game time, then I feel even better, especially if you get him an at-bat or two this weekend. I don't think I need 10 at-bats from Dylan Carter this weekend, though.
We probably haven't talked, and we didn't even mention his name when we were going through, guys, about a weekend, an ideal weekend. Bo Blessy, the return this past weekend. And yeah, he gives up the bomb that ends it right. Okay.
Lots of pitchers gave up bombs.
Lots of pitchers gave up bombs that day. But man, he was touching high 90s on the gun. So obviously the velo was not a problem for him. What if he's a guy who all of a sudden has two or three innings of input and impact on a game now for you in Big 12 play? It's almost a luxury item at this point, the way I view Blessy. I'm not saying he comes back and is a starter and is doing those things, but if there's nine outs that he could get you on a weekend with that blistering stuff.
Would you rather have Blessy open a game or close a game?
Open.
Yeah.
And here's why. If it's not there, I got time to fix it. And if it's not there, you know, you lose.
You know, Blessy with the tightness and everything else, hey, give me 45 pitches.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's three innings. If it's not, it's at least through the order.
And way
and
down.
We'll go to the next guy.
Way down the road, he's one of those guys that all of a sudden in a regional is playing a huge role in that fourth game or third game in a regional, and your pen maybe got a little torched in some situation. Oh, hold on, they're trotting out their original starting pitcher from the year on us today here in June.
And the national announcer saying, well, this guy's only pitched two or three times. Why in the world has he not been out
there?
Yeah,
well, they a little used. Oh, this is a real gamble for Tim Tadlock, putting a lot of faith in a little used Bob Blessy. Texter, have you seen the documentary on Triumph? It's good on Amazon or Netflix. Can't remember. Are we talking about the comic dog, or are we talking about the Canadian rock band Triumph? Texter, I'm not off the Tech basketball bandwagon, but I'm going to park it until late October. I'm just wore out with it. I'll invest when there's something meaningful to be for or against. Interesting. What are you wore out with?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
You know? Why are you wore out? The Texter acts like they're out recruiting, pounding the pavement.
I mean, I'm worn out with Tech Twitter on Tech basketball.
Yeah.
And I've said, just whoever is on the roster, I'll root for him then. So I get the sentiment.
But that's, I understand what the Techs are saying. I'm having a little bit of fun with it. But just like you said, take that approach and just go, all right, whatever's happening is going to happen. You have no control over it. Right. You have no impact on it.
Right, it's like the serenity prayer.
It's just, hey, it's going to take care of itself. I think what we're seeing still is just the adjustment of, and I'm using this Texter, you know, not as a foil, but as an example, the new world of college athletics is hard on some fans because there's a state of flux. It feels like if you get caught up in it, there's a constant state of flux. Players are coming and going. By gosh, I used to remember you'd get a guy and he'd come here and he'd be here 3 or 4 years and you didn't have to even worry about it. Okay, it's different now. So I can understand that for some fans that you're waking up every day or I'll go back to the text, you know, talking about, hey, this is what you and I do for a living. We pay attention to this stuff every day because it's what we do. That if I were an average fan, I certainly wouldn't be dialed in on it that way. Now, some people are. That's what they get into. That's fine. But I think the changing nature of college sports, where you do have free agency, for lack of a better term, that there is seemingly a constant turnover, I can see where that's a difficult adjustment. And if somebody just wants to drop out, tune out for a while, that's cool too. Watch baseball right now. Focus on baseball. Focus on the Rangers. Basketball will take care of itself. It'll be there. Football, same thing. People were freaking out. I can't remember his name right now. Which was the offensive lineman who entered the portal yesterday? One of the Tech offensive linemen. I can't even think of his name.
Eric Gray.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, you threw me off because he's a defensive lineman now.
Oh, yeah. That's yes.
Came as an offensive lineman.
Came as an offensive lineman.
Was a defensive lineman as a defensive this spring. Lineman.
Now just leaving.
And he'll have a great career at ACU as an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Huck Graham already committed to ACU. Yeah. Keith Patrick down there is just Keith Patrick. Keith Patterson.
Keith Patrick. Good job, Keith
Patterson. Has signed, I think, 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10 Tech guys from his era.
Which tells me that Joey McGuire and his staff are out recruiting the roster big time.
It tells me that Matt Wells
recruited an ACU level Utah State roster. and that the talent upgrade has to happen. And I, you know, I'm glad that these players have the opportunity to leave and go somewhere and play. It's not their fault that they were put in a wrong spot.
And Eric Gray was a was in Joey's first class, but he was offered by the Wells group and then seemingly uncommitted and then signed on the final day of the signing period, I believe is how it happened. I thought he was a PWO. He could have been a scholarship guy, but...
Yeah, but not.
When you're changing positions after your first year, it's probably pretty obvious what's going on.
And again, I'm grateful that the rules allow these guys the ability now to go and get on with their college football career as opposed to being stuck somewhere.
Yeah, and you gave a West Texas kid a shot.
Yep.
There's a post kid at Colorado entering the transfer portal.
Bold gold.
Bring him home.
806-855-3712. Jump on the text line, by the way. The documentary is apparently on the Rock Band. Awesome. Give us underrated things today. Anything and everything that is underrated. That's the question of the day. From sports to music. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. The ones you're on, the ones you're off. Texas Tech baseball. A lot of discussion there. Darian Williams coming in from Nevada for men's basketball. And Ask Coach Hyatt around the corner in hour number two. Jump on the text line, 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA tonight, the Lakers visit the Grizzlies in Game 2. The Lakers with a 1-0 series lead. The Lakers are favored by 1 tonight, minus 115 on the money line. The Grizzlies minus 105. The over-under is 226.5. Giannis Antetokounmpo is questionable tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks as they try to even up their series at home with the Miami Heat. They're down 1-0 in the best of 7. Milwaukee is 6-point favorite. Miami plus 195. The over-under 219. Denver is favored by 8 at home tonight against Minnesota. The Nuggets up 1-0 in the best of 7. The T-Wolves plus 2. 280 on the money line, Denver minus 340, the over-under 223.5. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. This is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 of M News Money Sports. Got you in San Angelo on ESPN 960. Underrated Wednesday. Give us a list of underrated things. Maybe three underrated movies, three underrated baseball players, three underrated bands. I don't care. Anything that's underrated, you underrate it for us. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. Tech baseball getting ready to go. Zane Petty getting the ball today after they win 6-1 over Grand Canyon. A lot of basketball as well in the first hour. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter has a question, Rob. Is there any move to make NIL deals dependent on not transferring away? That's a great question. I'm not being Coach Hyatt there. There are a million and one different structures of NIL deals. There's no one singular NIL deal. And I know as this is, you know, going into year and a half, two, whatever, that a lot of fans are still kind of picking up on how all of this stuff works. I'll say this. Most of the deals, when you hear an NIL deal being done with a collective or just even a direct sponsorship with Raising Cane's or a local car dealership, those are singular one-season deals. They're not multi-year deals. They're like scholarships in a way. And most of them do have provisions that you have to be in good standing with the program. You have to, I'll use an example. Fardos Amak, if he had left the program at the semester break, would it cost himself about $220,000 or so? That any of those players that were making NIL money, had they chosen to leave at the semester break like we had seen teams and players do before, that would have killed their deal. That the payment stopped. But there is no one singular blanket NIL reg, NIL deal, NIL structure like that. They're all very different. They're all structured differently. But for the most part, there is the not a, it's not a clawback. It's just part of the deal, that if you leave, hey, the deal's over. We're not going to pay you if you leave. So those things are, for the most part, already in place. And I do get it, because it can be really confusing, I think, for a lot of the fans, even still today. Robin, I think you probably have the same conversation with people still today, that they think that this is a check being cut by Texas Tech to a player, that they're getting paid by the schools, and that that's how this is working. It's not. There are so many different animals out there. Some horses are darker than others, that it is it's really hard to keep up. I get, from that standpoint, Rob, I totally get the fan frustration on what is going on right now, because it really, it's frustrating for the people involved.
It's a one-year deal, though.
Yeah. One season. Like a calendar year. It's like, well, you're here at Tech playing basketball this year, here's the deal. From November to March, you'll get this amount of money. You get paid every month. Check the ATM. Usually shows up in a nice form or fashion. I am off a bandwagon. Army. Going to the shotgun formation. Head coach Monk, frustrated over the recent regs regarding cut blocks, chop blocks outside the tackle box, making it virtually impossible to run the triple option. He said they scuffled with it this year and kind of got through it with the new rules, but that they are going to have to move away from that center, quarterback under center, beautiful triple option game. Paul Johnson, who kind of brought that to the service academies or brought it back to the service academies, he was quoted in one of the stories saying they've wanted, talking about the powers that be, to legislate this for years, because really the service academies and the pure option teams, like when he was at Georgia Tech running it, those were the only ones running it. And their survey that they try to cite is that, oh, it's going to save knee injuries.
Right.
Well, Monk's like, we do this all the time. We don't have knee injuries.
Right.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. But that the power schools, they didn't want those schools being able to run it because it was hard to stop. They didn't like it. They didn't want anybody doing it. It was akin to, you know, Saban several years ago wanting to not allow Cliff Kingsbury and guys of that ilk to run a whole bunch of plays because it was hard for him to stop it. So I'm completely off that bandwagon. Now, illegal chop blocks, yes. Engage high, engage low. Yeah, that's dangerous, inside the tackle box or otherwise. That's been a rule forever. But just a cut block, coming in, you know, with your wing back, however you want to block it, and that's football, man. He should have defended himself. But the Munkett making a great, you know, call and saying, the stats don't back it up on the injuries. They just don't want to have to face the option. Totally off that bandwagon. Jam up the text line. Top there. We'll start checking in with Tech Baseball as we go through. Get your questions for Coach Hyatt ready. We'll be answering Ask Coach Hyatt questions in hour number two. 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. 855-3712. It's a quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Back, hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Era Studios. Congrats to us. We have apparently done it once again. We have turned morning into afternoon with you fine people on ESPN 960 in San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. That one was close today. You know, it's one of those ones where the streak nearly ended because I was hungry. Like, we'd go get lunch, we'd go out watch a little baseball. They were underway at Dan Law Field, Rip Griffin Park, Texas Tech, and Grand Canyon with Zane Petty on the mound for the Red Raiders, an early punch out for him. All right, underrated day. Just give us things that are underrated. Anything and everything underrated. Got started with me thinking about how underrated the band Triumph is when I heard them yesterday. So give underrated bands, movies, sports stars. Bandwagon Wednesday. We'll take baseball, men's basketball, all those things on the table for you. Fire away with your Ask Coach Hyatt questions. I will answer questions. As a generic coach, giving generic coach speak. And not in any way doing anything that, as a tech coach. It's just generic coach that we do that. Hey, we got Lubbock Matadors general manager, Dustin McCorkle, going to jump in later on. Yeah, I thought that was next week.
Oh, yeah.
PJ said, no, that's today. I'm like, okay.
All right.
We got room.
Did we get a warning on that?
Yeah.
I guess that was the warning.
That was the warning. Well, I had it down as next week. But this week could be next week. You know? It's entirely possible.
That's true.
He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show, host of the Rob Bro Show here on Talk 103.9 from 1 to 2. I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media. We come back in the evenings with the daily broadcast. It's fun online. Have a good time doing that. You guys on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter wants to know, could you give a shout-out to future Red Raider Amara Cole, who is listening on her way to the doctor? Well, what do you think there, Rob? Could we do that?
We could.
Shout-out.
Shout-out.
Hope everything's fine. Hopefully it's just like a regular little doctor visit, nothing going on and everything. We don't want that. That was a fast inning, apparently.
Yeah.
Didn't take very long to get to the bottom of the first, scoreless after one.
Did you see the strikeout pitch, or were you looking this way?
I did not see it.
That TV placement is not the greatest for you or me.
No,
right now with
because it's way over my left shoulder. So,
but I did not know that Zane Petty had that kind of hammer curve.
He do a 12-6 on it.
It is sharp, and maybe he's just sharp today. But that looked good.
Again,
got some contact with the next two outs in the infield.
Next few starts for midweek guys, you're auditioning for a major role in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
And quite possibly, yeah.
Across the Big 12?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if Mason Molina is wild again and can't get guys out and is walking six guys in two innings, he's not guaranteed a spot the rest of the year in the weekend.
Agreed. 100%.
I mean, I have no doubts he can bounce back, but it is what it is at this point. You're trying to find guys who get people out.
Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. With NIL, all the teams are basically barnstorming outfits. I disagree. I mean, you're going to see movement, but you see guys stay for teams a couple years at a time. It's not just NIL, it's the ability to transfer. It's all of it right now. It's all of the confluence of what is going on in college athletics. In and of itself, any singular one of them could have an impact. All of it all at the same time leads to that. But I guess, I don't know am I old or jaded, or am I the curmudgeon who goes the other way? Because I'm the opposite, because Rob, I just don't care. Here's what I know regarding college sports, right? They're going to play games. Texas Tech will have teams. There will be players on the teams that play the games. And Texas Tech will play against teams that they play against in the Big 12 and other things. And there will be players on those teams that I, as a grown man, a full-grown man, I don't invest that kind of privilege and power into 18 to 22-year-old people. Be their play, don't be their play, go here, go there, get the best deal you can get, be happy, and you know what? When the game's on, I'll watch it, I'll analyze it, I'll discuss it. But I continue to see, and then this is where I get told, well, you're not a fan, you don't understand. Texas Tech means something to me. I'm a Red Raider for life. Okay, I guess I don't get it then.
The roster will be full next year.
Yeah.
When I start worrying about the transfer portal and NIL is when teams can't fill a roster. As long as rosters are getting filled, I think college athletics are fine.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about rosters not being filled. There'll always be somebody who's going to want to play. Texter, and it's Doughboy here. You've done it again. You turned morning into afternoon with spicy mustard. I can't even. It's a voice to text and it got garbled there. All right. I figured it out. I think I deciphered it.
Okay.
I'll give you a timpani, a temp roll. You know the drum, the sound of the Jerry Lewis telethon when they hit a number. You remember that?
I remember
Jerry the Lewis. Give me a temp, and the drum roll, and they roll it out. Hey, we're at 31 million now. We could probably figure it up, I guess, by and large, how many days we have turned morning into afternoon if we went back and looked at it. Average month, we get about 22 shows a month, give or take. We could probably figure it out. 806-855-3712. A plainsman in Dallas has texted in. He of the great text yesterday. Definitely on the Darian Williams bandwagon. Rebounding ability is especially impressive. As a freshman guard, he finished third in rebounding, second in defensive rebounding in the Mountain West Conference. Mountain West sent four teams to the tournament, including an extremely physical San Diego State team. Rebounding is arguably the most important component of a great defense, as evidenced by this year's Final Four. Winner often gets the critical rebounds, loose balls. Williams could develop into a smaller version of Baylor's one-and-done prototypes. And then unrefined offensive players that win in the first round due to defensive and rebounding ability, Kendall Brown and Jeremy Sochan. Also love Williams' feel for the game and passing ability. May be the best passer on the roster. Texas roster or Nevada's roster?
If you go one for one with Tyson and Williams,
yeah,
you have probably an edge as a scorer, pure scorer to Tyson. Rebounding, draw, passing is unreal. 80% dial turned toward Williams. I mean, it is just incredible the difference in passing and feel for the game and getting your teammates involved. And if you're going to go to this McCollum system, even if McCollum's not involved,
right,
and you're going to be a 12-pass team, and you're going to get in sets and grind and cut and find, you're going to be what the motion offense was always supposed to be, with a lot of passing and a lot of movement, and you're going to get good shots and not just take time and then take a shot, then this passing ability will be really, really important.
Now, Rob, that almost sounds like you're saying that Williams is a potential upgrade over Tyson and you got better on a one-for-one swap out.
That's not almost what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying.
That's what I was thinking. 806-855-3712. Don't forget to ask Coach Hyatt questions. You can fire those away today. Underrated things, anything and everything that's underrated, doesn't have to be sports. Tech baseball in progress, one on here in the bottom of the inning. Gage Harrelson at the plate, I believe. Was it Coleman who got plunked?
Hester.
Okay, Hester got plunked and then Coleman walked. So
yeah,
you got
no
two
outs.
On. Two on and nobody out.
The TV is behind your GameCast.
Yeah, I had to double check on the GameCast because we're not doing if anybody's asking live play-by-play.
We're all about right. 6 minutes behind, it looks like, on the
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, we're way behind on the TV feed. And the GameCast on computer is significantly enough behind that I'm not violating any sort of broadcast
so
rules.
So Hester worked a 7-pitch walk with a bunch of fouls. And then you had another full count there with Coleman. He walked as well.
Right.
Well, Hester didn't walk. He got plunked finally. But gotcha. 7 pitches.
Texter was talking about the NIL deals. He says R-E-N-I-L deals. I appreciate that. I understand all of that each deal is different. I was wondering if in your conversations with boosters and collectives there might be some discussion about doing the deals differently going forward. I get it's a one-year deal, but you could do things like having bonuses for staying additional years so that most of the deal would be paid out in 3 to 4. Have to think the NIL boosters will be wary after AMAC and want to avoid the same thing happening again. I get that everything's in flux. You can't get mad at guys for leaving, especially with a bad season and a coaching change. But you have to think some kind of equilibrium will be reached where most players start staying at a school again instead of hopping around every year. It's just too much turmoil. Sorry for the wall of text. Okay. Right. A lot to unpack there.
Yeah. You go first or me?
You go ahead. You were fired.
So what you're describing is what the Matador Club does. The Matador Club is a one-year deal, but it's a bigger deal, I believe, every year you stay. You get a bonus. This, if you're getting the second-year deal or a third-year deal, that's correct, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
So if you're four years in, so a four-year player at Texas Tech is getting a four-year deal, but it renews every year. But I believe you get a raise every year you stay. And I don't know how big that raise is because this is just going into the second year of this thing with the Matador Club. The way that Level 13 and the basketball thing was run was completely different, and I don't believe you'll see a Texas Tech program run like that again.
No.
But that's more of how the national perception of NIL is and why people don't like it is how it was run this year with them.
Yeah.
You won't have another Fardaws at Texas Tech because I don't think NIL is going to be run like that anymore here.
Agreed.
And what you're describing is go read Cody Campbell in, what was it, where does he write? The Dallas Morning News or Fort Worth Star-Telegram?
I think it was the Dallas Morning News.
Whichever one. He did an op-ed or whatever you call it, a guest editorial.
Yeah.
And he wrote about NIL, and that's what he's describing.
Yeah.
Is you have a deal, you have a set deal, and anything you want on top of that, you can go get yourself. But this is how we're going to do it, and this is what we do here.
The Red Raiders have taken a 1-0 lead. Little bouncer, and Hester scores off the Harrelson at-bat on the ground out. So nicely done to get that in. Let's see, one more before the timeout. Underrated, says the texter, Kevin Durant. Loved him beginning with his freshman year at Texas, his only college year, and followed his career. He doesn't receive credit for all he's done. People like to say it's only because he went to places with great players. However, no matter how many great players are around him, he manages to be a standout. Warriors, bad start to playoffs, hoping for continued success. Love Steph Curry. Great workout, dedication, and one of the best ever. Fast food, delicious hamburgers, and french fries when it comes to underrated. But which ones are underrated? All right, we got to take the timeout.
We're just going to glaze past Kevin Durant's underrated? In what respect?
They think he's underrated? He's okay. Underrated. Right. You know? Who am I to argue with? A huge fan of, I don't know, 806-855-3712. Get you in on the text line. Give us things that you think are underrated. Bandwagon Wednesday, Texas Tech in progress out at Dan Law Field. And it's Ask Coach Hyatt. We seem to have an Ask Coach Hyatt question coming up here. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here on a Wednesday. 806-855-3712. Got you in the Arctic Air Studios on Talk 103.9 FM in Lubbock, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Underrated Wednesday. Give us things that are underrated. Anything that could be underrated, what is? Bandwagon Wednesday. Tech baseball in progress. 3-0 after one. A productive first inning. The Red Raiders just kind of scratching around, getting on, moving guys around, base hits, doubles, and you get a little fly out, and there you go. Next thing you know, you got a three-run inning. And Zane Petty will be on for his second inning of work, only 8 pitches in that inning. Nicely done, very efficient, and a good start. Dustin McCorkle going to join us from Lubbock Matador Soccer Club later on in the hour. You got to ask Coach Hyatt questions. 806-855-3712. Do you love it when random stuff pops up on your computer, on your monitor, and you're like, I got to clear this out. I can't read anymore. Where did this come from? This computer in here is right out of 1999.
I think that's generous.
Coach Hyatt, I've got a kid who moved from strong safety to outside linebacker. What can I do to help him transition? That's a great question. Thanks for asking. First off, let's not use the word transition. Dangerous word these days, confuses a lot of people. You might end up having the wrong conversation. Next thing you know, you got a school counselor sitting in your office. Let's not talk about transitioning. We're making the move. I think the biggest thing going from safety to a linebacker spot is your pre-snap reads. You got to make sure all summer long he works on that. Watch a lot of tape, all 22 if you can get it. He needs to see the backfield from a different vantage point, moving down from the safety spot and the responsibilities. Obviously, maybe he's put on a little extra muscle. Maybe he, not quite as fast as he was at safety. Who knows? But we got to maintain our footwork, and that's where it's going to come in on the pre-snap read. For linebackers, for the most part, by the time you've taken a step or two, you've either made a play or you've missed a play. There are very few that can recover. So work all summer long on those reads, on those keys, on those techniques, pre-snap alignment, and everything else. You got to have a really good move, not transition, move to linebacker. It's a great question. Underrated Wednesday, using the oven to reheat leftovers instead of the microwave. I concur.
Yep.
And take it up a notch. Use the, if you got the air fryer, game changer. Game changer on leftovers. Particularly things like pizza and different deals like that. Oh, it's just so much better. And you can, like, I face this problem constantly, Rob. And I'm not afraid to share it with people. French fries, if you go get fast food and by the time you get home, maybe the fries have soggied up on you. Or they're just not quite as crisp, or maybe just kind of laying around. Squirt a little bit of that fat-free EVOO that you get in the can, nonstick. Put it in the air fryer, whammo. Those fries are better than when they came out of the fryer first time around. Underrated things for keeping up with Texas Tech baseball as well. One down in the inning already. I'm hoping Petty's taking a page from Fast and, hey, look, you don't have to throw a ton of pitches to get through innings.
Yeah, what an idea.
That you can pitch efficiently. You don't have to strike out the world. You got seven other guys out there behind you. Let them make a few plays here and there. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic anyways. Yeah, I mean, if one thing could really improve going down the stretch that would make me feel a lot better about Texas Tech chances this year postseason, it would be the efficiency of the starting pitchers. I don't care how good you're pitching. If you got 80 pitches through five innings.
Right.
Or
80 through three. Or
80 through three.
Yeah.
You're not helping the ball club that way. You're not making anything better. That's got to improve. Really kind of across the board. That's why they were talking last night about Fast. That was one of the best starts of the year. That if you want to look at maybe statistically or otherwise, you'd almost have to go back to that Bo Blessy start in week one to find a more dominant, efficient outing by a Tech starting pitcher. Pitching that deep into the game. So good things to take away. It's two down in the inning now. We have a variety of things that we can visit with you about as we go through the day. Like, we will be talking about Lubbock Matador Soccer Year 2 coming up in just a few minutes. I don't know if we'll get to it today or not. This will probably be a Thursday topic. The Tech Spring Game upcoming, and that will be the ultimate overreaction Monday for people.
Oh, yeah.
Based on what they see or don't see or think they see, or try to garner any takeaways from what will transpire Saturday at Lowry Field.
Well, and there's two ways you can go about it. You can be positive about it, and any, bombs or interceptions or big runs, oh, that's just the offense or defense playing really well.
Right.
That's option one. Option two is any bombs, any interceptions, or any big runs. Oh, that's just the offense stinks. The defense stinks. The quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions.
Yep.
He threw it right to him. The defense didn't even do anything. Like, you can do both of those in a spring game.
I mean, and I'm not telling people don't go. I'm not telling people don't watch. But if you go, just go because, hey, they're doing some football stuff and they're wearing football uniforms and you kind of wanted to get out for the day and just take in a little bit of a practice. Because it's not a game, it's practice.
8,500 capacity at Lowry. Over under 5,000 attendance.
Under.
I'd say right at, but
give or take, probably a little under. Half full.
You think they'll open up both sides?
Yes.
Fill up the first side first, maybe?
Yeah, they'll probably open up both sides. I don't know. But yeah, there is nothing I'm going to see Saturday that is going to alter how I feel about Texas Tech football going into August and going into next fall. There's nothing good I'm going to see that's going to make me change what I think about the team and go, oh, well, I was thinking about this, Rob, for this team, but now it's totally different. And there is nothing from a negative that I can see out there even. A perceived negative. Your key phrasing right there, hey, if offense looks good, defense looks bad. If defense looks good, offense looks bad. From a perceived negative, there's nothing I will factor into my evaluation of Tech football based on that practice.
And if neither team looks good, the team just looks bad.
There you go. 3-0 going to the bottom of the second. Another effective inning there for Zane Petty. Dustin McCorkle due to join us here in just a little bit. It's bottom of the hour break. We're talking soccer. The glorious game. The beautiful game. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Talk 103.9.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking it to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and here in the Hubbleplex. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports, Texas Tech in progress, up 3-0 right now as they work in the bottom of the second inning. Two outs and a runner on second. A little day baseball for you during the show. We enjoy that. Also, we enjoy getting your text messages, 806-855-3712. Today, it's Underrated Wednesday. Give us things that are underrated, from bands to movies to food to actors, yeah, whatever it may be. And it, of course, is always Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. A lot of people last year, this time, getting on the bandwagon for professional soccer in Lubbock, Texas, and Dustin McCorkle, general manager, and probably about 18 other titles as well with the Lubbock Matadors back. First off, congratulations on having a year two.
Appreciate that. It's been tremendously exciting seeing the response that we got year one, and then the awards coming out of not only having a year one, but the attendance, the community participation, and everything else.
And I don't say that flippantly. You know, in this business, in this world of sports and launching new, any club, any type of thing, to get through the first year is huge.
Yeah, and we did it on such a short runway. I think we had like 3 months before season kick that we said, yes, we're doing this, and got to the end of the season and said, we have no idea how we got through that, and did it in a way that made everybody feel good too.
What surprised you the most in year one about the reception in the community? The crowds were great. They kept building. And hey, Mother Nature wouldn't even cut you a break. It's 104 degrees. Let's go out there. All right. You know, people are having a great time.
I don't know if it's, I think some people were surprised when they came to see the crowds, but I think that would probably be the number one thing was the attendance piece. But, you know, I truly believe that if we had built this thing as we are going to be forward-facing and community-relevant. It doesn't matter what sport we're playing, even if you're not connected to it. If we make it fun for Lubbock, we connect with families, we show up, the community is going to show up back for us, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, and you know, we talk about different philosophies when it comes to sports marketing and different things. The idea, you can't always control the product on the field, on the court, or on wherever it is. You can always control everything else that's going around. But as far as the product you guys put on the field last year, how pleased were you with that about getting guys in? And again, on short notice, getting quality players in.
Yeah, we were this league's been around for 20 years. So there's a lot of teams that are well-established. We're an expansion team. We're out in Lubbock where the soccer market isn't well-known. But for us to come in and do what we did, I mean, we were points away from getting into the playoffs our first year in a conference that had just won the national championship last year. We beat the defending national champions twice, kept them out of the playoffs, and were undefeated the last five games of the season. So everything about it, I mean, I even get goosebumps just thinking about our run at the end. It was like if we had one more game, we would have been in and nobody would have wanted to play us.
Players talk. What was the feedback from the players you had and what they're telling other players, their friends, about, hey, this is a good place. If you get an opportunity to play here, go.
Yeah, the number one thing was the crowd and community support. A lot of these guys are playing top-level places, and they've never played in front of 4,000, 5,000 fans, and they got to do that here in Lubbock. So what's really cool is this is a recruitment league. People talk. All these guys at these top-end places know each other. And so the word's gotten out that Lubbock will show up for their people, and they love being able to give back in that way. So we've got some great returners this year because of that. But we got some really good new guys that probably wouldn't even have looked at us last year because of our participation.
And talk about some returners. You had really good first-year corporate involvement in the community. Some really great businesses stepping up. Have you been able to maintain those relationships and even add some more and give them a shout-out, you know?
Yeah, we've had some amazing day one supports. I would say Two Docs, Pepsi, and United being our top three core yeses from day one without even knowing what this was going to look like. All of our partners are out on multi-year deals now, so they're committed to going in on this with us for the journey. And we've had some tremendous new partners step up that didn't even know we were here last year, but through the grapevine knew
right.
about this. And with the addition of our mascot for year two, we have this cool new element that will put us in the community year round. We've got some new great
partners. All right, let's talk about the mascot.
Yeah, we had a really cool new addition. We got this fantastic looking bull. His name is Notorious. It was fan voted. Wanted something legendary to come in and make a splash. And he is intimidating but also fun. So
yeah, I'm looking on the webpage right now. Now, do you have the person who will inhabit the bull, whom we shall never know their actual real identity? Will there be tryouts to become Notorious? If one wanted to be Notorious, could you contact the club?
Yeah, so we have a committed person.
Okay, that's good.
But we are looking for some backups. So
I think you might need some. You never know.
It is very hot during the summer. And
going we have to the relief bowl.
Yes, we have a black costume that is going to be very hot. But it is well air conditioning. It's got ice packs and water packs. So yes, if you are fun and you think that's something you could do, feel free to email the club.
All right, some changes from last year going to this year. First off, your home pitch.
Yes. Yeah, we're moving to Cooper this year. So LISD was very welcoming, very supportive. They're redoing their field coming into the summer. It's a 11-year-old pitch that needed some work. So we're really excited to go use the facilities out at Cooper. Really new, cool setup. We're going to have food trucks this year instead of just concession stands. So we're going to have a little more cultural food experience that you would expect at a soccer match, along with some new elements in the game.
Okay, because I was going to ask last year, you know, the kind of the tailgating atmosphere and everything was tremendous over there at Lowry. Will some of that move inside, or what's the setup going to look like over there at Cooper now?
Yeah, we're finalizing. I believe we're going to be able to host on-site our pregame party still.
Okay.
So that's the goal and what it's looking like. So outside in the parking lot, we'll have our fenced in beer truck with Two Docs and food trucks, and our pregame party's expanding this year with live music and some sponsors joining. And then all of those things will come inside outside of the beer piece for the rest of the game.
And then people encouraged to bring in their own pots and pans and noisemakers and any sort of instruments that they would like to bring into the stadium for all the games.
Yeah, the Mozos, our supporters group, has grown tremendously. We actually had at one of our events, some lady gave them $2,500 to help them get new instruments, because they were so impressed by what they brought to the game. So I know that group is looking for more people that are musically inclined or just love soccer to join their group and really make the atmosphere that much better year two.
Rob, you were you not a tuba player at one time in your formal life?
Yeah, I have played the sousaphone. I could probably still remember some songs.
Maybe, the old tuba,
maybe a Hey Baby or a Go Big Blue.
Yeah,
Go Big Red.
I think we need Rob Bro Tuba Night.
Third grade me had a recorder, so maybe I can jump in for a second with that.
And play the musical egg. Shake the musical egg right there. Hey, this is random, and I didn't even think to ask last year when y'all were at Lowry. Dumb soccer guy question here. For a soccer pitch versus a football field that might have a crown on it or anything, how much does that affect the guys at all, if any?
Yeah, I think the real true soccer player wants to play on a real soccer pitch,
right,
with the lines on that. So that it is a factor that goes into it. But, yeah, we
is that something, though, a lot of guys who grew up playing here in the States, you know, in this part of the world, they're just used to it, that most of those fields that they're playing on, high school and some other places, are probably like that?
In the South.
In the South?
Okay. In the South, yeah, where football is still king. I definitely think that's something you're just grown up used to. But a lot of places in the Northeast, that's not traditional.
Not traditionally the case. Roster building obviously going on right now. When do you think you'll be able to introduce the full complement of players, and what's your kind of your goal date to have that roster in place?
Yeah, we're actually fully our roster's all set right now.
Wow, that's great.
So coach has done a great job. The players will start getting here May 1st. We're actually in the midst, if you follow us on all the socials, which I encourage everybody to do that, we're releasing all the players right now. We've got players from all over the world representing 14 different nations on the roster, which is really cool because, you know, we even have a guy from Scotland this year coming to play, and one of our supporters is from Scotland. So being able to know that there's people in our community that get to have people representing them is pretty cool.
Who are a couple of those returners from last year?
Yeah, I think the big ones for us, TT, he was a fan favorite, great community representative. The kids loved him. And then, you know, one of my personal favorites, I love all the guys, Matar, who's one of our center mids, his dad is actually a U.S. men's national coach. People don't know that, but one of the U.S. men's national coaches, kids are going to be playing on our team, along with Sam Gomez, who's our goalkeeper. His brother plays in the MLS, and I think he will also be drafted. So when you're coming out to our games, you're potentially watching future, you know, all-star players that are going to be in the pro level.
Is Quadzilla back?
he was not able to return this year.
That's all right.
Unable to return.
He will be rooting against him this year as he plays for 865
Hopefully he will not stretch properly. First match is May 13th against West Texas FC, the home schedule. June 2nd Vaqueros of Fort Worth, June 22nd Laredo Heat, aptly named. Brownsville on the 20th of May, June 10, Central Texas coming in, and then June 28th. So six home matches. If people want to get some tickets online, website, get a hold of y'all, what's the best way?
Best spot is go to LubbockMatadors.com. All the ticketing information is there. Our season, our home games are in May and June, so it's going to fly by. And there's tons of season ticket holder benefits. So I would encourage folks, we're priced affordably. We want you to participate in as many games as you can.
Y'all can host birthday parties and all sorts of events that, you know, if you go to the website, you can learn about this and the different things that people can do, not just show up and be a fan.
Yeah, year two, we actually, we're about to announce, we haven't announced it yet, but United is going to be carrying a Matadors birthday cake.
Oh,
so you can actually purchase a birthday package, $200, get you 20 tickets, an on-field experience for your kids, and a cake at the game.
And, you know, I know you've got a great sales staff and marketing team, but if there's somebody out there who has a business and maybe, you know, they're listening to us right now, just reach out to y'all and you send somebody over ASAP.
Yeah, again, LubbockMatadors.com has, if you're interested in tickets, sponsorship, community involvement, we got camps coming up for kids. But if you just want to support something local, we're big on our partners supporting each other. Feel free to reach and contact us on the website.
Go out and get some apparel, too. We'll leave a... good people at Cardinals can get folks hooked up on that.
Yeah, we got Cardinals carrying our gear this year. They're carrying one of our jerseys that you can get your name on the back.
Get your own kit. Build your own kit. Put it together.
So we're having red out night on our home opener and then white out right after that, so you can get those jerseys there.
Dustin, what else you want to tell the folks today before we get out of here?
Yeah, I think the big thing is we're going to have some really cool giveaways at every single game this year, so you don't want to miss out on that. The other part is every game is going to feature a nonprofit this year. So, again, a big part of what we're doing is give back. So your participation at our games is going to be helping local charities.
Fantastic. You know, it's such a great addition to the community. It was obviously something that, you know, you guys came in and immediately filled a void that a lot of people were looking for, and I can only imagine what this year is going to look like. Can't wait to see what happens.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you don't have to like soccer to love our game, so nope. Come out and support us.
Absolutely. All you got to do is like a good time. If you like that, you like the Lubbock Matadors. We got to take our final time out of the day. We'll come back, finish up strong with you guys. Get on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Thank Dustin McCorkle jumping in with us today with the Lubbock Matadors. I believe that will only explode and grow even bigger here in year two. We do have day baseball going on out at Danlaw Field. It is 5-1 Texas Tech. A couple on with one out, top of the third for Grand Canyon. They've got a run. It's unearned. Looked like we had a little wild pitch action, moving some guys around, throwing error, I think, by Petty, and another walk. So a little bit of a not wheels off, but loose defense coming back to haunt you here in the top of the inning. But Texas Tech with a big 5-1 lead right now in this game.
And there were two on, runners on second and third, and there was a shot to the gap that Harrelson absolutely closed on. Should have been a double in the gap, scoring two runs, and they only got one out of it. So you kind of have some really good defense and some pretty poor defense here in this inning. It's kind of stretching it out.
Kind of a microcosm at times of this season. The Red Raiders will get out of the inning with a double play. So not bad. You get through the top of the third, just giving up one, and it's going to be unearned. And let the bats go back to work, which the bats are doing some damage again for Texas Tech today. 806-855-3712. You can give us things that are underrated, anything and everything underrated. You also today can tell us the bandwagons you are on, the bandwagons you are off. We have Texas Tech basketball news yesterday with Darian Williams coming in from Nevada in the transfer portal, the Mountain West Conference Rookie of the Year. That is right, Rookie of the Year, right? Okay, I think that was the award that he was given.
Yeah, it's a freshman of the year.
Yeah, freshman of the year, basically, Rookie of the Year. Because now we can't have freshman. You got newcomer.
It's pro sports, so it's rookie, yeah.
Newcomer and all different things like that that we have to make sure we get the nomenclature right on some of these deals, but nice, solid pickup. McCaslin, he's getting guys before he's even getting coaches. There you go.
Yeah. And
how can he recruit? He doesn't have all the coaches.
Looking pretty good.
McCaslin or the baseball game?
Well, I was talking about the recruiting.
Okay.
But yes, the baseball game as well.
So
5-1 through three, you're looking pretty
good. Yeah, you're looking pretty good on that.
Two and a half, really.
And people keep asking, okay, when are we going to find out? Is McCollum going to come? Is he not yet? People show up when they show up, coaches and otherwise. It's certainly not hindering them. The people that were saying, well, they can't even get out and recruit, they don't have the full complement. It's certainly not hindering anything, it seems like, at this point. So, I'm not going to be one to stress on it. We run out of time. Luckily, Rob has a full hour after this with the Rob Bro Show. I am telling you, there is more and more steam on Tyree Wilson to be the first defensive player taken.
Did you see him this morning on
Good Morning Football?
Good Morning Football.
Just a brief little snippet of a clip.
So they asked him basically, hey, your wingspan is massive, yada, 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 the normal stuff. And then apparently he works on cars. He likes to work on
cars. Did not know that.
Four-wheelers. So they asked him, instead of doing a pro comp on somebody that reminds you of yourself, what car reminds you of yourself? And he said a Rolls-Royce Phantom. Because they're big bodies.
Uh-huh.
They get off the line quick. And not everybody has them.
I didn't know he was a car guy.
Oh, yeah.
How did we not know Tyree Wilson was a car guy?
I don't know, but what an awesome choice and reason. And he had the reasoning just straight out. Not everybody has him.
The word around the league right now is that every club that has sat down and talked to him loves him. That this first round is still such an influx first round because of, you know, what will Houston do it to? Houston right now would love to trade out of the pick, according to most people, but they're just not getting what they want to trade out of the pick. That you're hearing more and more that Will Levis is climbing up everybody's board on the quarterback side, and that that is causing a reshuffling perhaps with some of these teams that are looking at quarterback. I've got a feeling we're going to wake up, though, and first-round draft, you're going to see Tyree Wilson the first one taken. That Will Anderson has all the hype.
First defensive player.
First defensive player taken, not first overall pick, pardon me. First defensive player taken.
He could be top three, though. Absolutely. I don't want him to go three unless Arizona trades back and somebody else is there. Houston would not be bad. I think Houston is close to being competitive.
It's just the history of the organization kind of makes you a little nervous on that front.
I would rather be.
Plus, isn't their GM? Didn't Casero say that he is leaving immediately after the draft?
No, he said he wasn't leaving.
Oh, I thought I saw it that he was.
That's all. You did see that. And then he came out and said, that's garbage. That's not happening. I'm in for the long haul. Okay. So he's definitely leaving.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better because I'm like, why the heck would you have him in the room if he's gone?
Yeah, I mean, that's
no sense.
The rumor is that he's going to leave after the draft. Okay. Did you see that bunt?
No, I still hadn't
seen it. He
popped
it up past the pitcher. What a bunt. Just like you draw it up. The pop-up bunt right behind the pitcher.
Tech 5-1, bottom of the third, two on, nobody out. Austin Green hitting for the Red Raiders. We had fun. I'm back with you tonight. Diamond Talk will recap this game and more around 6:30. Follow us at Ryan Hyatt Media. For Rob Bro, I'm Ryan Hyatt. We'll see you Thursday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.